Create Art Podcast. Commentary. Change. Hello, friend. This is Timothy Kim O'Brien, your head instigator for Create Art Podcast, where I use my over 30 years of experience in the arts and education world to help you tame your inner critic and create more than you consume. Well, we're continuing on with our Make Fun a Habit series, and that's actually from a book by Mike Brennan, Make Fun a Habit. It's a workbook. It's a 30-day workbook to put fun back into your life and to make it a habit for you. Now, I did have the pleasure of interviewing Mike on my other podcast, Find a Podcast About. You can find it at findapodcastabout.xyz. And I had a really good chat with him on that. He has his own podcast called Creative Chats. And, you know, just full disclosure, I'm in one of his groups that we meet up on Facebook and encourage each other. So shout out to Mike on that for sure. I really like this workbook because what it does is it helps you rekindle that fun that we all need as creatives in our life. And why not have fun? So like I said, it's a 30-day workbook. What I'm doing is each episode, I'm turning into a each chapter, I'm turning into an episode of this podcast. So give it a shot for yourself. The links will be in the show notes there for you. If you want to check it out for yourself, highly recommend it. And what he does is he'll take one idea and then have a little story and then have some questions for you to think about, some action items for you to do, and then some tips on how you can add that idea into your life and develop a habit of fun. So this episode, we're going to be talking about change. And no, I don't mean nickels, dimes, quarters, and pennies, and half dollars, and dollar coins, and all that kind of good stuff. Not talking about that kind of change. I'm actually talking about, you know, changing things up for yourself and in all aspects of your life, just to, you know, find the fun in your life. So what we'll do here is we'll go through the questions first that he gives us. What can a change in your environment look like? So a change in my environment is one thing I like to do is do cleanup of my workspace. And that can be dusting, that can be, you know, removing the leftover food from a project. I just got done recently doing a painting for my wife, and my table was, you know, all full of paints and canvas and brushes and all that kind of stuff. And for me, just cleaning that up and making a clear space so I can start my next project, which is probably going to be another painting. And because, well, my wife's birthday is coming up soon. So yeah, I'll do another painting for her birthday. Don't tell her I said that. But, you know, just a simple change like that in your environment can really, really improve your creativity. It gives you space to do something new. You know, it clears out the clutter, gives you space to do something new. And, you know, a lot of people have a fear of looking at a blank canvas or a blank page. I don't. That's an opportunity to fill it up with something great. So that's what a change in my environment looks like. It helps me clear out the old and bring in something new. What is the objection that arises immediately and why? Well, change can be fearful. You know, if one thing that I have had a problem with is doing watercolors, and I haven't done it yet, but, you know, switching over from acrylics to watercolors, my objection is that in the past when I'd done watercolors, it turned out to be just a big old muddy mess. And I don't want to do that anymore. You know, I have Tia Sunshine, who's been on the show here previously. She does wonderful watercolors. I have a couple of her paintings hanging on the walls up in my house. And I see that and I'm like, wow, that's a lot of work. And My previous attempts at it have been horrible. Well, that's something we need to get over. You know, if that is something that you want to do, then you just need to get over the past failure and go, all right, well, this time it's going to be different. I'm going to use this approach. I'm going to use that approach, or I'm going to have somebody teach me how to do it. So that's the objections that pop up in my mind if I were to, you know, change my painting style, which it, you know, from acrylics to watercolor. I just don't want to, you know, a stupid muddy mess. But I'm getting over that. How can you address this concern and still move forward? Well, I think I just talked about it. That's finding somebody that can teach me the right way of doing it, finding a different way of doing whatever it is. And I think that's how I'm approaching it, is that, you know, I'm going to look at some YouTube videos. I'm going to look at some other resources, maybe take a painting class locally here in town from a painter, and have somebody kind of, you know, teach somebody that already knows how to do it very well, teach me some basic things, so that way I don't have a big muddy mess anymore. The next question is, what was the best trip you've been on and what made it the best? I have been on so many trips, and these trips can, you know, make a change in your environment. I actually have a trip coming up to Charlotte, North Carolina for a podcasting conference at the end of June of 2024. So anytime I go on these trips to podcasting conferences, on the way back, I'm like, man, I never have to do that again. Or if, you know, I get really flustered when I'm there, I'm like, I always tell myself, you don't have to do this ever again if you don't want to. But I think one of the best trips I've ever been on, that's a loaded question, because I've been on some trips that some people would be like, really? That's the best trip you've been on? And just for the excitement and adventure of it, there was a trip I did from Richmond, Virginia to Phoenix, Arizona. I did it by bus, and there was a lot of hijinks along the way and a lot of delays. And oh my God, I was exhausted after it was done, but I had a lot of stories to share with people when I did that trip. And I actually, at the time I was in college, I pulled up to Richmond. It was on a Monday, and I had to teach a Monday morning class after being on a bus for 24 hours. So, yeah, that was a adventure-laden trip, and I love those kind of trips. Where have you always wanted to travel and haven't gone yet? I would like to travel to Tokyo. I would like to travel to Turkey. You know, just to be in an environment that where everything is, when I look at Japanese letters, I can't tell what I'm looking at. When I'm looking at Arabic, I can't tell what I'm looking at. When I go to Paris, which I've been twice, I can kind of read the signs, and I understand it pretty well. But I just want to go someplace where I don't know. Yeah, you know, I can look at a sign and go, I have no idea. I have no clue what that means. And just to get lost into something like that. So for me, that would be something that I would love to do. All right. So for our action item, embark on a weekend exploration. Look up interesting places on Google near you that you can explore. So this weekend, it's after Memorial Day. So I will go ahead and do that. There's a lot of historical places where I live here in Fredericksburg, Virginia, a lot of Civil War and Revolutionary War sites. And probably one thing that I haven't done is the battlefields that are out here. So I think I might go ahead and do that. It's not that far. And I think I can go out there and walk around and do that. So we'll give that a shot, and I'll get back to you and see how that happened. So Mike's tips for us is, first one is be open to new experiences. I'm a Sagittarius. I'm not super into astrology, but I know that we like to do a lot of travel, and I know I fit the bill for that. I love to do a lot of travel. So I'm usually open to new experiences. Maybe not new people, but new experiences. So I might adjust that for myself and be more social and be open to more new people. The second tip, obviously, is be social. So that is something I definitely need to work on, and I will definitely do that. Next tip is take your time. That is hard for me to do because once I get going on a task, I'm like very task oriented. I want to get it done right here, right now, 10 minutes ago. So I think when I do that trip to the battlefields here in Fredericksburg, I think I'll just go out there for a nice leisurely stroll, maybe throw on some headphones and listen to some music as I walk around and wander around. His last tip is to be present. So maybe I won't take those headphones. I probably will and listen to a podcast. But being present for where you're at and for what you're doing, being mindful of it is something that I'm learning how to do. And I think that's something that we all need to do. So that way, when we're rendering what we're experiencing for our audience, they can be there with us if we're there, and we can get a more accurate picture for them. We can communicate better with our audience when we're present, when we're receiving that inspiration. So definitely work on being more present. I'm going to work on it. I hope you work on it too. All right. Well, it's the time in the show here where I let you get on with the rest of your day, but I want to just let you know about a couple of things here. If you'd like to reach out to me, you can email me, Timothy@createartpodcast.com. I love to get feedback from all of you. So definitely feel free to write into me. Let me know what you'd like to see on the show. If you'd like to see more interviews, if you have critiques of the show, if you would like to be on the show, shoot me an email. Let me know what you're doing, where you're at, because I want to feature that for you. I want to help you put your stuff out into the world, and this is a good, safe space in order to do that. I've done a lot of interviews already this year. Wouldn't mind doing more interviews. I'm always looking for a good interview to do so that way I can share it with you and hopefully you get something out of it. Speaking about getting something out of it, if you got something out of this episode, then by all means, share it with a friend. I'm not going to bite your fingernails off. I might bite my own off, but I'm not going to bite yours off. Most of your podcast apps or YouTube, they have a share function that you can share it with a friend. If you got something out of it, give it to somebody else. That's an ask that I have of you. And also let me know, you know, what you liked about the show, what you didn't like about the show. I have a thick skin. You can let me know. I also run a newsletter. It's a monthly newsletter. It comes out on Substack, timothy.bryan@substack.com. And you can sign up for that newsletter. Comes, like I say, once a month. It gives you ideas for stuff that you can do for the month. Usually comes out about mid-month. So definitely check that out. I'll only send you one email a month. I promise. I promise. And obviously, you can catch me on Instagram and Twitter and obviously the YouTube channel. So definitely go ahead and do that for yourself. I do want to let you know that I do run another podcast, as I said earlier, Find a Podcast About. And what I do there is I go out and find podcasts that I find are binge-worthy and bring them back to you and talk to you about them. And you can find that podcast at findapodcastabout.xyz. And if you have an idea or a podcast that you think is binge-worthy and that you want to let the world know about, you can contact me over there. And I'd love to hear from you on doing that. All right, well, it is time to let you go. So I want to thank you for taking the time to listening to this episode. Now go out there, tame your inner critic, create more than you consume, change up your area in some way, shape, or form, change up your practice somehow, and go make some art for somebody you love, yourself. I'll talk to you next time.